What is the most significant event that has occurred on the mountain since your time here?
Since my time? Significant, I would say it was a happy event. Probably the development of the Mountaineer Bike Skills Facility on the north side of the mountain. It was a long planning process, which involved a lot of public input. The Burnaby Mountain Bike Association, they first approached us with a proposal to look into the possibility of having a skills facility on the mountain, and Parks Commission embraced that, and we worked with the club for over a couple of year period to finally find a location that was suitable. I went through a lot of public consultation, many public open houses at some of our recreation centers, and we ended up with one of the largest free of charge mountain bike facilities in North America at the time. That was done in, it was completed in 2008.
Huh. What other places on the mountain were considered for the facility?
One place that was considered was a southwest aspect in off of the old Burnwood right away. That was would have been at the very end of Hastings Street in Burnwood. Huh. But the public thought that it was maybe too large a facility for that area, and there were some of the concerns that came about were, increased traffic to the area. So it was thought it would be better to look for a location that was less disruptive to the residential neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The site for the Skills Park has an interesting history because it was where the Tarkat ranges were.
It has a fascinating history. So
yes.
not only did we have this I guess this award-winning it was an award-winning feature. It won a Canadian prize for sustainability and recreation. Looking for the right word. It did win quite a prestigious award, and but also because it was a rehabilitation project for the former Tarkat Range site, gun club site. We basically took a contaminated area and were able to. Cap the contaminated site and use it for recreation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How was that a very expensive or complicated process?
It was very complicated and expensive. Yeah, I don't know what the final price tag was, but. Engineering still monitors the site for any contaminants. So there's a monitoring station off of the parking lot that engineering continues to monitor for any flow of any contaminants.
And is that because of environmental concerns?
Yes.
Or not for the bikers themselves?
No, for environmental concerns.
Yeah.
And the contaminated portion is not in the cycling public portion itself. It's actually contained underneath a protective clay cap and also the asphalt parking lot. Yeah.
I know that there was an alternate proposal for the gun club site in the Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area Management Plan, mm-hmm. and that was to clean it up, restore its natural features, and have it as a deer habitat.
Mm-hmm.
So how did Parks come to the decision to construct the Skills Park there?
Skills Park didn't use the entire site. It only used a portion of the site. So a couple of years after construction, we still noticed deer using the site. So deer still presently use the site. Yeah.
Okay. I know you used the word sustainability when you described the Bike Skills Park.
Yeah.
Is that... Could you tell me how that fits with the Bike Skills Park?
The sustainability?
Yes.
I guess it provides a facility where riders of all ages and skills can, I guess, refine their skills, practice without going into the forest and building their own trails and features. That was a big part of also constructing this facility, was providing riders with a safe place that they could practice and improve their skills, mm-hmm. yeah, without damaging the environment.
So this is a way to balance the demands for recreation and the protection of the environment.
That's right.
Burnaby Mountain.
Yeah.
Okay. Did that actually satisfy the mountain bikers, having that skills park and not being able to go off and have adventures off in the woods?
You can never satisfy everyone. It satisfied the majority of people, yeah. But you know, you're always going to get someone that has, you know, different ideas, and it may be too tame or too not adventuresome enough.
You know. Yes, I was wondering. So one of the stakeholders that you work with then is the Burnaby Mountain Bike Association.
That's correct. Yeah.
What other stakeholder groups would you be interacting with?
We interact with the Stony Creek Streamkeepers,
mm-hmm.
With a couple of the hiking groups.
What are those named?
The Golden Age Hikers.
Oh, okay.
And also the Dogwood Cliff Huggers bike group, hiking group.
Oh, that's a great name. Dogwood Cliffhangers.
Cliff Huggers.
Cliff Huggers. Now, are they both Burnaby groups?
They're not Burnaby. They're more regional groups.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. There's no local stakeholder group that would represent Burnaby walkers, nature appreciators, and that kind of thing?
Presently there are not, no.
Okay.
And the other stakeholder group is University.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're usually in close contact with the planners at University.
I was going to ask about the use that Simon Fraser University will be making of the conservation area. It's such an asset just for their image. The students and faculty will use it, and then, of course, mm-hmm. the residents of University. So how is Parks addressing that?
That was part of our management strategy for developing trails was anticipating the need from hikers and cyclists from the university development. So that drove a lot of our trail development, especially around the perimeter of the university.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'd started planning for that about 6 or 7 years ago. And every year, with our budgets, we've been developing a new trail or enhancing an existing trail to meet those demands.
Okay. And does SFU provide any resources or contribute to planning their cooperation?
When we developed Gear Jammer Trail, University made a donation to us for the trail development there, and also some of the they've also. Improve some of their pedestrian connections on University Drive. So they've been involved in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about, I know that Burnaby Lake and Deer Lake have associations, citizen associations, like the Burnaby Lake Park Association, and I haven't found a similar association for the Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area. And I was wondering why you think that might be.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yes,
yeah,
well,
that's a good question.
I suppose the Burnaby Mountain Preservation Society, did you know of that society, or did you have dealings with him?
That was just before my time. So
yes.
Rick would know more about the Preservation Society at the time.
I think they probably filled that role for a time, but they felt that once they met their goal of that the conservation area had been established and preserved, that their role was finished. They'd met their goal. One interviewer that suggested that maybe part of the reason why there isn't, say, a Burnaby Lake Park Association kind of thing for Burnaby Mountain is the break that SFU ownership of a great deal of the conservation area, that break in continuity for citizen control may contribute to the fact that there isn't an association. It could be that it's just a very complex, very large park for
that could be
too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do any of those reasons resonate at all?
That, you know, you had a good point. That could be why maybe there was no management continuity with Burnaby Mountain Park, where Burnaby Lake Regional Park is most of the park is controlled by Metro Vancouver Regional District. It's a regional park, so Burnaby doesn't have any management control over that, over the most of Burnaby Lake.
Oh, okay.